the pumpkins and gourds and leaves? And how about those mums you have on your porch? Cold weather is hitting us already. They're all shriveling up and dying. And if residents don't backyard compost, just a reminder that they can bring it to either one of the public access compost sites in Porter County. And one of them is the Valparaiso compost site, and the other one is the Boone Grove compost site. So if you come during operating hours and drop off all of your organic waste from the holiday, we'd be happy to take it and mix it in with the compost windrows, and it'll be great soil or fertilizer, right, for the upcoming growing season next year.
For those who are not familiar where the composting sites are located, the Valparaiso sites at 2150 West Lincoln Way and the Boone Grove composting sites at 546 South County Road 400 West. For people who are maybe familiar with, they've heard about compost operations, but tell us what the you folks in Porter County do, how you collect things, and what's done with it, and as a result, the end result of the compost when it finally turns into good material.
That's right. Well, we take those organic materials, and during the season, they wither down and they become great organic fertilizer, and it's free to all Porter County residents. So they can come there with their buckets and their shovels and take as much as they want, as well as they can drop off branches and logs and such. And those will be either chipped into mulch, or the logs are also will be available to residents as firewood. So people can come and take as much as they want for that. All of that is free. So residents can drop off and they can pick up as well. Mm-hmm. In addition, we have a couple of recycling opportunities that are available at the sites. For instance, people can bring their household batteries to either site, or their electronics, like their old computers and their televisions and anything with an electrical cord or run by batteries, they can bring those to the compost sites and we will recycle them responsibly. Fluorescent light bulbs, toner cartridges, and old media like CDs and DVDs, they can bring all that stuff there and we'll take it off their hands.
I understand that we're not far away from being able to celebrate America Recycles Day for 2017. Explain what America Recycles Day is all about, and the fact that there are a lot of people in Porter County, young people in particular, who have decided to draw something interesting, and they had a chance to have their artwork judged, and it'll be on display.
Yeah, well, America Recycles Day is really the only day out of the year dedicated to shining a light on recycling, and so we decided that we're going to celebrate it all month, and earlier in the school year, we asked middle school students to create artwork to help encourage people to recycle and spot a shine a light on recycling in general. So they submitted their artwork, and we have three winners. Actually, as we all know, they're all winners. Everybody did a really great job. But we have three that are running on billboards throughout Porter County for the month. So they're bright, they're beautiful, and we hope people enjoy them. And if they'd like to see all the artwork that was submitted for the contest, that is all available on PorterCountyRecycling.org, and that is our website.
Now, for folks that may be driving around Porter County, and they might see the billboards, and maybe you should maybe want to catch some of these artwork that's up there, will you go down the list? We've already gotten started here into the month of November, but for the rest of the month of November, where these are going to be visible and where people can check out?
Through the 12th, the billboards will be on the south side of U.S. 30, east of State Road 2. Now, remember, these are the electronic billboards, so they're going to go through a bunch of different ads before they might even get to, or before they get to our recycling ads.
Right.
Now, November 13th through the 19th, they're going to be on the north side of U.S. 30, east of Joliet. And then on November 20th through 26th, they're going to be on the east side of State Road 2, just 1 mile south of U.S. 30. So take a drive-by and take a look at what these students have done.